ओम शांति। इंग्लिश अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ 25th मार्च 1996। इट इज द रिवाइज मुरली ऑफ अव्यक्त बाप दादा एट मधुबन ऑफ 22nd सितंबर 1975। टू स्टेबिलाइज इन योर सेल्फ रिस्पेक्ट इज द की टू हैप्पीनेस एंड ऑल ट्रेजर्स। Today's gathering is of those who stabilize themselves in their self-respect, of those who look at all others with eternal feelings, and of those who have good wishes for everyone. Do you constantly and easily have these three stages of self-respect for your own self, of eternal feelings for others, and of constant good wishes for others? You already know the difference between being able to stabilize yourself easily in this stage and doing it with effort, do you not? At present, you should have this stage constantly, easily and naturally. Check yourself as to why you are not constantly and naturally able to have this stage. The main reason is that you do not remain stable in self-respect. If you inculcate the word respect into your practical life, you can easily attain perfection. By stabilizing in your self-respect, you will be able to have eternal feelings and good wishes for everyone. To stabilize in your self-respect, it is the first lesson. To stabilize in one's self-respect is the means to solve the puzzle of life. From the beginning up to now, you have been engaged in solving the puzzle of who am I. In the beginning, when the task of establishment began, what did you tell everyone? Who am I? You had this so firmly in your awareness that everyone was aware that all of you had just this one lesson from very firm, and that was, who am I? That same lesson is still continuing today. This is why it is called a puzzle. Such a small puzzle has repeated the highest on high Brahmins. It has them puzzled. That is, they have not been able to solve it fully. If instead of self-respect you have a vision of body consciousness or of arrogance towards others, what would you call this? Have you solved this puzzle, or are you still in the process of solving it? The entire knowledge is merged in the answer to the question, who am I? This one term is the key to all the treasures of happiness, the treasures of all powers, the treasures of the wealth of knowledge, and the treasures of the breath and time. You have received the key, have you not? The day that you Brahmins are born, all of you receive a birthday gift, do you not? So constantly continue to use the birthday gift that you have received from the Father, and you will be able to become complete with all treasures for all time. What is the sound of happiness and constantly emerges from the heart of a soul who is complete with all treasures? What is the sound that emerges not from the lips but from the heart? It was also the sound that emerged from Brahma Baba in the beginning. What is that? It is the wonder of I, Vare Man. Just as you sing songs of the wonder of others, in the same way you sing about your own wonder. These are the words of self-respect, not words of body consciousness. You either don't know how to use the key of who am I, or do you don't know how to look after it, and you are therefore not able to remember it at the time of need. In order to steal this key, Maya is constantly hovering around you. She is waiting for you to doze off in carelessness for even 1 second so that she can steal the key from you. Just as nowadays robbers make someone unconscious, in the same way Maya also makes you unconscious by making you leave your awareness of self-respect. Therefore, constantly stay in the awareness of your self-respect. At Amritvela, revise this lesson of who am I by yourself. Use this key from Amritvela. Do not just create a bank balance, but also put it to use, and then your stage will automatically become according to your awareness. In the memorials of the previous kalpa, the response to who am I for the Father is written as the most elevated of all. As is the praise of the Father, the highest on high, God too. That praise does God the Father sing. That the children are the highest on high. Constantly remember your elevated self-respect of being the children and the masters of the highest on high Father. The Father himself turns the beads of the rosary of you elevated souls. Other souls sing praise of the Father, but the Father himself sings praise of you elevated souls. Even the Father cannot do anything without the cooperation of the most elevated souls. You are souls with such elevated self-respect. You are the elevated souls who will reveal the Father through all relationships and who also give the Father's introduction to others. You are the ones who play the highest on high part with the highest on high Father every kalpa. The greatest self-respect is that at the confluence age, you souls tie the Father with the string of your love and relationships. You are the ones who make the Father become corporeal, the same as yourself. The Father makes you the same as he is in the incorporeal form, whereas you make the incorporeal the same as you in the corporeal form, and you become the same as the Father's in all his praise. This is why even the Father says you are masters. So now, do you understand who you are? Whatever I am, however I am, by knowing yourself according to that, you will constantly be able to maintain your self-respect and automatically go beyond body consciousness. Body consciousness cannot come where there is self-respect. So constantly keep your birthday gift with you and look after it very well. Do not forget it due to carelessness. Through this, you will naturally, easily and constantly have eternal feelings and good wishes for everyone. Do you understand? It is an easy puzzle, is it not? It is easy for those who are sensible and very deep for those who are careless. All of you are children who are sensible in an unlimited way. Are you not? Not just those who are sensible, but those who are sensible in an unlimited way. Acha, to such souls who have a broad and unlimited intellect in every aspect, to those who have an unlimited intellect which enables all others to come out of all limitations, to those who are sensible in an unlimited way and have an attitude of unlimited disinterest, to the most elevated souls who constantly have an elevated state and are always in the unlimited love, remembrance and namaste from the unlimited Father. And we the spiritual children give the lot of love and remembrance and namaste to the unlimited Father Bhaktada. Om Shanti.